You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Hello, hello, New Jersey fans. Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 6, Episode 2, Oh Christmas Tree. I am your host, Grant Rutter, and with me tonight...
I am Megan Stecker, everybody. Hello.
Hi, I'm Cassandra Lee Morris.
We have three fresh opinions on a fresh season of Real Housewives of New Jersey. So let's go. We're 2 weeks... to Christmas when this episode started, and everything is super, super Christmassy, but the one thing that stood out to me had nothing to do with the actual episode. It was the opening titles. We finally got to hear the opening lines to everybody's taglines and all this. What did you think? I'm giving it my seal of approval. I like them all, especially the twins. What do you think?
I did also like the twins. My favorite was Dina, though. Shane, namaste, bitches.
Yeah, she definitely brings it home with them.
Yeah. I liked it. And I think it's like glamorous. It's different than what was before, which I thought was so simple and needed to be updated for so long. So this one was good. We open up and Melissa, we'll get into Melissa in one quick second. But because we're dealing with Christmas, we are introduced to Nicole and Teresa's parents. They're decorating. All these Italians are going all out for this Christmas decorating. It's really over the top. But I mean, I grew up in that type of area. I've always considered Rhode Island to be Little Jersey. So to me, I felt like that's kind of how it is. Everyone's trying to outdo each other with who has a bigger reindeer on the front yard. You know, who went as far as putting something up on their chimney, who didn't put something on their chimney this year. Really like in competition. I felt that was kind of how this was. What do you think? Can you relate to anything like this?
I totally can. Do you want to go?
No, go ahead.
All right. I grew up in Connecticut, so very close to New Jersey and Rhode Island, and it was just like, who could cover their house with the most lights? Mm-hmm. Who can pay the largest electric bill for December?
Right.
Who has a live Santa sitting on their roof Christmas Eve? That actually happened. So to me, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, it seems like Christmas at home. Everybody outdoing each other. Mm-hmm. Very competitive. But
right.
I think it becomes a big what neighborhood you're from type thing. Because I remember as kids, we would drive around to find the best neighborhoods with the best lawn displays and lights and all that. So we think it's once one house goes big, the rest of the neighborhood tries to outdo each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think certain ethnic groups, certain neighborhoods, you never know where you find the best lawn display.
Like. Right. Well, we met this Santa there, the twins' mother. And
that was the best
Santa.
Part of the
I don't know.
It means saint. Yes. Like, thank you. Did not figure that out by myself. Thanks.
And was it Sal, their father?
Yes.
Was it him?
What a duo.
Yeah, Sal really is a character. And I can say this because I'm Italian, and I'm going to remind everyone of this because I don't want to get in trouble. But these people are such scafone Italians to me. Just goofy, gaudy, over-the-top Italians, in your face, all about it. And this guy needs a cigarette, but he's going on and on about the Italian tradition. And it really was like, I feel like I know this guy. I feel like he owns a restaurant in the city that I grew up in. Like, really just kind of obnoxious. And he all just really obsessed with tradition. Well, we now learned that Teresa's son, Giovanni, wants to be in this restaurant business. And we learned about it and heard about it the whole time. This kid doesn't even look interested in being in the business. What do you think?
No, I thought it was a little contrived. he looks 16, 17, 18, maybe ready where he should be going to college. And they made a big deal about saying he's not going to college. He doesn't want to go to college. He's going to learn from his father. He's the best teacher he could ever have. Blah, 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 blah. It's like they're bringing this kid, his dad's owned restaurants his whole lives, but yet he's stepping into a kitchen for the first time in his late teen years. Like, what were you thinking? Why hasn't this kid been a busser since he was 14 years old?
Yeah. Right. He didn't look like he knew where he was when he was in that kitchen. He looked like really disconnected. The thing where he was putting the garnish on the plate, he's like maybe picked up like two leaves. I was like, come on, kid. Like, your dad has so much energy. Like, where is your energy right now?
Yeah, he was lacking the Italian panache.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I was like, boring, next.
Right. Yeah. I mean, maybe he's just being a guy and just like showing no emotion. But I mean, if that's something you really want to do, and then the mother's over there going on and on about how, oh, he's not going, I could send my son to the finest schools, but he's not going to go. He's got the finest school right here. Our husband, my husband, he's like, I got everything that we need. And, you know, he's going to learn. He rocks my world. And I'm like, okay. Like, he really isn't even showing the least bit of enthusiasm for this project. I think he's doing it for the show. But I don't know. Maybe not for the show, but maybe.
I would probably bet it's for the show, maybe.
And Nicole, she lives with her parents. Not too surprising, I think. I think a lot of single women in Italian families live at home.
That's true. I mean, not this single Italian woman.
Yeah.
But...
No.
No, it's like a cultural thing. I mean, they're very old school, you know, they're having Sunday dinner, they have a family restaurant, they're all together, like, that's very, like, old Italian values.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally can't relate to that. I would rather go out in the world and, you know, do things myself, but if that's what they want to do, hey, you know, it's nice that they're together in their family.
Right. Yeah, that, I mean, it's a true image of what it's like in that corner of the world, because a lot of us of strict Italian people, like, you know, off the boat people or people who 100% really do live that way. I mean, I see it all the time. I can think of a few people off the top of my head back home who live like that. So in a way, I feel like it's kind of nice to see the traditions, and so much of Real Housewives of New Jersey is about families.
Yeah.
So I can see why they're playing all that up. But, I mean, at the same time, I feel like Nicole really wants her own life. Like, she kind of talks about her time as being married as like a different time in her life, but it seems like that was like a better time almost than what she's in now.
Well, I mean, if you move back in with your parents when you're in your 40s after having, you know, been married and done all that thing, I don't know if this is maybe the happiest time in her life. But she did say that she was not ready to leave their house. Mm-hmm. So maybe she is happy where she is right now.
Right. I mean, the mother, Santa, which is so crazy.
Well, apparently she's going to have an IBS attack when her daughter leaves, so.
God forbid.
Exactly.
Santa looks pretty good. She could be the triplet. She looks like the
two. She looks whatever she had done to her face was the perfect amount. She's beautiful.
Well, my friend back home in Rhode Island says, if you want to know what the girl is going to look like in 20 years, look at the mother.
So true.
So,
someone told my boyfriend that.
Yeah, really?
He said, I think I'm not in trouble. Your mom looks great.
There you go. Nice. So, see, I mean, these two girls are going to look good for a long time. And the mother looks great. And so why not? I don't know about that husband, though. He's a little obnoxious.
Oh, Reno?
Sal. The dad.
Well, he got so worked up talking about tradition that he had to go have a cigarette.
I know. He really went over the edge.
He's going to get worked
up
about.
High stress. Maybe it's aged him a little bit.
Do we like the twins?
I love the twins.
Mm-hmm. I want to see a little bit more from them. I have hope for them. I don't know if they're going to be one of my favorite characters, but I'm remaining open-minded.
So it was Nicole that went to lunch with Dina.
Yes.
And they kind of bonded over this. But Dina, are you getting a divorce or are you not getting a divorce? I don't know what she's there talking about.
She's certainly delaying it.
I don't know if she's separated, but she doesn't want it because her daughter's leaving, but she's in the middle of a divorce and she's going to get divorce sessions for Christmas, but she's not going to do anything until her daughter goes to school.
She needs to rip that Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Leave him.
Well, I think she made the distinction that she wanted to stay in that house so her daughter could stay at that school to finish her senior year, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I think letting Tommy still, I mean, come on, Dina, kick Tommy out.
Yeah!
I mean, isn't he the one who messed up?
Yeah, apparently. And I want to know why Nicole left her husband, because she said that, like, she knew But she didn't know. She had no confirmation. So I want to know like, what it was. It had to be infidelity, I think.
Yeah, that's what she was alluding to, but she didn't want to say it on camera, which, you know, I respect that, but you are on a reality show. Mm. Like, you know, we want to know what's going on. That's why you're on the show.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like Nicole because she said came out and said that she really rebuilt her life, and I really admire that in people. You know, someone who really kind of had to start from the beginning, and she's got kids, and it must be tough. Her kids couldn't be there on Christmas because they were with her father, so... Yeah. You know, we don't see them, and I'm wondering if we ever will. A lot of times with these housewives, if they're divorced, the father doesn't approve of having the children on the show.
Yeah.
And I don't know how old they are. I think I have a feeling that they're probably like 13, maybe like teens. Because I there was some picture.
I don't know.
I think there was some picture last week. I think we saw a picture with blurred out faces.
Yeah. Mm. So I don't know when that was taken, but. You know, so we like the twins, but I like Santa. I want to see more of her.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I approve of that.
And then we moved over to our more familiar faces, the Judice clan and the Wakilis. They all got to, and Joe Gorga, they all went to this cousin little Christmas dinner, which I thought was nice.
Yeah.
It was around the holidays, and I think Joe had a feeling that they were all going to want to talk about what was going on. He seemed to kind of have like some, you know, trepidations towards going to this dinner. And Teresa's always concerned that people are talking about her. And, you know, I don't know. I know we got a mixed reaction in our comments, but I kind of feel bad for her in a way, the way that she always feels like she's always being talked about, but it comes with the territory. What do you think? Do you, now that you feel like you know her, so do you feel bad for her, or are you just like, tough, you know what? You got in this mess. Too bad.
I mean, again, if you're going to go on a reality show, people are going to talk about you, you know, whether it's people like us or it's people you're socializing with. So I don't really feel bad with her for her. She leads a public life, mm-hmm. and she needs that for income now. So, yeah. I mean, is there really anything set? Or is there really, what's that saying? Is there any such thing as bad press?
Right.
No, I mean, as long as they're talking about you.
And fame is a double-edged sword, and this is classic.
This is the downslide. Like they going up for a while, and now it's just the down. Mm-hmm.
And if she really didn't want people talking about her and all up in her business, couldn't she have just left the show?
Right.
You know who I was not excited to see in this episode was Kathy and that husband.
I know.
Mainly her, though. I had a problem with her last season because she really has provided very little.
Yeah.
And she was on for 3 seasons, and we really didn't get to see her do much.
She was a bit of a yawn.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know, like, it was just too early for me to deal with her. Like, I don't, like, completely dislike the woman. Like, I have nothing against her personally.
Right.
I just don't enjoy her on the show. And I feel like, you know, in all the reunions she sat there, in the show she had no story, her husband had more airtime than she did. I really don't care about her cannolis. Like, I just, I'm not into her.
Well, she didn't have a backbone ever, is my problem with her.
Same.
That's, if you're going to be on the show, you have to be able to pick a fight and be able to stand up for what you said in a fight and also be very good at denying what you said, because you see them all do that.
It's Jersey.
And she just really rolls over for everybody, just lays down and lets people walk all over her. So I think that's why she was so unpopular. Uh-huh. As sweet as she is, I think people were over it because she wasn't bringing anything to the table. So, I mean, again, she brought nothing to the table tonight. We heard her husband mouthing off, but...
As usual.
You don't care for him. Somebody said that.
Oh, Richie, I can't stand him.
He's like a misogynist pig. And he doesn't even realize it. And everybody makes excuses for him. And they just let him go. And that is not helping the problem.
Yeah, it's not really funny anymore.
No, it's totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
If you're going to be in the public eye, like, do you really want that to be your public image?
That's really all that it is. Yeah. I mean, we don't know how he is as a businessman or his soft side. We just know that he's... That.
Yeah.
Loud, in your face, pain in the ass, misogynist, you know. wasn't interested in, but I wasn't interested in Kathy, but it was good to see Rosie again. What'd you think? Do you like her?
I love Rosie. I missed her, and I don't know why they couldn't cut anything funny in tonight. I'm sure she was a hoot during dinner.
Well, she was playing with that sex toy.
Well,
I mean,
she had
that
fruit line, too.
That's
from
true.
From one fruit to another.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty tame for what Rosie usually is. Mm-hmm. They showed her softer side. She had that nice quote about thinking about the children. you know, what would happen if Teresa and Joe go to jail. Like, right. that almost made me tear up. Because it reminds you that they are, at the end of the day, just a family.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think we're going to see too much of them, though, because Kathy doesn't do anything. And right. I don't know where they, but I really don't see how they're going to play into the new dynamic of the show and where the direction is going. Again, I mean, you know, I like Rosie, but she was never even really a housewife anyway.
She was like comic relief.
So where are they going to fit her in?
A friend to the housewives.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of what both her and Kathy are listed as on their wiki page anyway. So keep track of these things. So what did we think of the dinner overall? I mean, they keep playing up, coming back to the moments with Joe and Teresa and how this is not going to be their last Christmas and all of that. I mean, do we like the dinner?
I thought it was tame. Like, no one got into any sort of a little spat. So it was like, oh, okay.
The two of you seem to be really, like, underwhelmed by the whole episode.
Yes. I mean, nothing really happened. There was a lot of setting up for things. But I feel like the whole episode could have been condensed into half an episode. And then maybe we could have seen some action, some yelling, some fighting that we're seeing in the previews in the second half of this episode.
I think you and I are on the same page. We're ready for some hair pulling.
Yeah, we want to see some action.
I kind of liked this one. And usually I will sit up here and be the first one to say that no one's calling anybody out. I need to see someone be a bitch. But I kind of liked it because it was the backdrop of the holidays and it wasn't like too crazy. But I mean, like, it's getting there now where, you know, the season is not having the best ratings. And we can talk about that later. But it's like, you know, we need to kind of like, the New Jersey audience knows what they like, you know?
Yeah.
We all were in on this when Teresa flipped that table at Danielle's stomp.
Yes.
And the Kims are running around stirring it up. So, I mean, like, that's what we want to see. And I hope it really comes. And I think it will. I just don't want to really wait anymore.
I know. I mean, the people who had the most controversial lines were the 7-year-olds.
True.
You have Teresa's kids being a brat about not wanting their Christmas presents and then getting a dog, which was cute, but it's like,
And
then you have Antonia saying that her small house is a dump, which that was bratty.
Let's move to that.
Oh, my God.
That is a good home. Now.
I know. What is wrong with that house?
I liked it. So we saw clips of Melissa going through her, like, taking, like, shirts and stuff from all over the house. I don't know, you didn't mind the house? What do you think of that they're going to build this new one?
Well, I thought the house looked huge from the front. And just because it's not as big as their last one, obviously, your children mimic what you say, especially at that young of an age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So obviously, Antonia is getting this kind of language from her mother or father. And it seems like the way that Joe is saying, I can't take Melissa bitching, and this house is going to take so long, and I can't take it. That Antonia is getting this from mom. So it's funny to me that when they all catch their kids saying stuff on camera that they don't want them to repeat, they look shocked and say, don't say that. It's like, they got it from you.
Yeah. Well, I want to give a shout out to at Jasmine_Lee20 fashionista on Twitter, because they sent me pictures and the Google image of the rental home, because we had discussed this last week, Megan, and we talked about how it was smaller than the last one, and we were trying to figure out what they were doing. Well, this girl, my type of girl, gave me the information that this was a rental before it was revealed in the episode, but also sent me these images of the home. And so I like that. And so I appreciate that. Thank you. Giving you a little shout out, because we didn't know that it was rented until today. And I think that house is fine. It was weird that they had to, like, lick the pole, which was like a street sign.
Oh, gosh. But I mean, how could you not know that your tongue is going to get stuck to a pole? Like, didn't you see A Christmas Story when you were growing up?
I think they were trying to recreate that, and I don't know if they really didn't think it would work, and then it did, and I don't know. Silly.
Yeah, that was really weird. Although I will comment on Melissa's huge fur thing on her jacket. I just thought that was, like, funny to watch her run around in that. Like, what was that? Yeah. It was, like, a whole, it, like, framed her head.
Oh, I didn't even remember that.
She just had this huge fur, and it was, like,
so, like, Jersey.
Very gaudy, very out there.
Yeah. So, such a diva Jersey moment
for
her.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I like it, though. But, I expect, that's why I watch the show, kind of. I need these Jersey moments.
Do we think her singing career is coming back this year?
There's been no mention of it, and I've been wondering.
I don't know. She'll probably just use the excuse that they're building a house, and she's got three young kids. And
we're saving money.
Yeah. They're clearly saving money.
What about that studio that she built in their old house? Like, why would she give it up?
I know it's weird they gave up that house only to build one that, I mean, I looked at the plans, it looks so similar.
They brought it up that she had said in the reunion, I'm moving because I don't want my kids to go to school with her kids. And then, of course, they went right to her interview segment where she said, no, the truth is we wanted to move back to Franklin Lakes.
Yeah, she
where everybody else lives.
Yeah.
So,
like, okay, Melissa.
We started there. Time to come back. All right.
I'm glad they called her out.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're not waiting to the reunion to call her out from the last reunion.
Yes.
Well, the most important question I have for you two ladies is, should Joe have peed on that lot?
Yes.
He's marking his territory.
Yes, 100%.
I didn't see it, but she encouraged him. I mean, he is just, I mean, do we really need to see this? I'm glad we didn't, but I mean, really?
I thought it would be very him if that would have went down. And the fact that she was encouraging it rather than going, Joe, what are you doing? That, I don't know. I liked the idea. I wish
but
I would
mean,
have done
really,
it.
Really, though, do we have to be animals about this? You're going to erect a big, beautiful L.A. chic home, allegedly, and you're going to have to urinate on the lawn. I mean,
can we talk about the L.A. chic thing? What was that about? I think she wants to be like a L.A. diva. Like, oh, I'm famous now. We're moving to L.A., except they're never going to leave Jersey. Yeah. So she wants her house to look like L.A.
I mean, to be real, that lot didn't look very big for a huge home. There was a home nearby. It was on the street.
It seemed like it was on a busy street, too. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a lot of traffic going by.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like, it was just, like, on a corner.
Yeah.
Like, didn't they say it was in a cul-de-sac? Didn't you say this is
in a cul-de-sac? Yeah, I did not see a cul-de-sac. Maybe we just didn't see a lot of it. Maybe they didn't want to give away too much information about where they live.
I think it was on a corner, and then if you kept driving, there was a cul-de-sac. Like, I really do. I think it was, like, a side street.
Yeah. One end of the house is on the cul-de-sac. The other end is on the busy boulevard.
Yeah. I don't know, but the house had all these turrets and things. I don't know. I mean, it didn't look too much different from the other one. The other one was really nice. I liked that other one.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Well, that's like the latest celebrity fad, right? Is to sell your house because you're famous. Yes. Just like Kim and Kanye are selling their house before they even lived in it. So it's like the new trend.
Remember last season they talked about the bathroom and the upstairs house and the bedroom of the master bedroom, and it was like broken down and like all like weird.
Oh,
it was cheap material
when
that they used.
Showing the house. Do you remember that?
No.
And things were like falling apart.
So weird. Yeah, I don't know.
To go back and
so
review.
Who knows? I don't know. The rental I think is fine, but that girl definitely is giving. We don't see Melissa bitching, but we hear
Antonia.
Melissa bitching. But
Antonia.
All right, so Dina had, for Christmas, her bird died, and I guess all that her daughter wants for Christmas is to get into NYU, and they threw a rock in the nearby little stream, and that was it.
Yeah.
Dina, we're not seeing her do too much. I mean, I said this last week, and a few of our commenters agreed. They just, you know, including myself, are not impressed by her. I don't know why. She's really on the show. She didn't do it for me before. I find her to be very boring. She comes up with some good one-liners. I really do like her relationship with Teresa. But, I mean, beyond that, I don't really think that, like, we've been talking about her for seasons. No, we haven't. I don't care for her, really, her storylines. I don't feel like she really lets us in enough. We can't even see her husband's face.
Yeah.
I feel like we can only go so far with her. But did you notice that her siblings and her mother all look like her and Caroline?
I know.
My God.
They all have the same face.
The resemblance is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And her and Caroline even speak the same way.
Yeah.
Which, like, it kind of, like, hurts my heart a little bit that they don't have a relationship because, like, we as the viewers can see that they're so similar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, why?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a problem. Too similar.
Yeah.
I liked seeing the Christmas morning segment over at Joe and Teresa's house. And I keep noticing that these two, whether it's with their daughters or in front of the fireplace with the card, they're always playing up the fact that, like, you know, this is not going to be our last Christmas. You know, we're getting through this tough time. My wife is being so strong. And I'm wondering if at this point they are taking advantage of their screen time and they're playing this up because they don't know who is watching. This could be the judge's wife, judge's daughter, you know, someone involved with this decision. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like they're being wise. This is my opinion. I feel like they're using their time to show, like, we have no money. Our money's only we can't even save up for our daughter's college. Mm-hmm. You know, we're having a limited Christmas, so we're going to just get them a dog. And then, pretty much, they did have gifts, though, but it wasn't like past Christmases that we saw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. And then they had that humble moment with the card because, you know, that's what he gave her, I guess. So it's almost like I think they're just doing it to show that they are just a regular family. They're not, like, living a huge garret. Life. Are you on the same page? Do you think the same thing, or is this just how they celebrate?
I kind of feel that way, but just seeing the way their house is even decorated when they don't have any money for their kids to go to college, like, give me a break. Like, our house didn't look like that with 8 foot tall gold nutcrackers. Like, give me a break.
I loved that. I thought it was so over the top.
It was so Jersey. I loved it.
I mean, the other thing is we have really seen really bad behavior from them in past seasons, so maybe they're trying to redeem themselves during the first part of the season.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. Well, let's get into some quick news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What do you got for us?
Oh my gosh. Okay, Radar Online. It's a gold mine of information for us this week. So we found out the salaries of all of the cast members.
Nice.
Teresa is making $700,000 from this one season. The source says, though, that unfortunately all that money's going right back out to all the law fees.
Yeah.
Ooh.
As I'm sure we would guess.
Ouch.
Next in line would be Melissa's making $250,000 this year.
That's a big gap between those two
chicks.
But I mean, it is the Teresa show, right?
It is Teresa of New Jersey. I've said it the time and time again.
It's not like it's Melissa's first season on the show.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Dina's back. Only $100,000 for Dina, but, you know, she's been gone for a long time.
Yeah,
so.
But she went around and told everybody when she was promoting the show that she got a pay cut, which I thought was really obnoxious.
That's
and
tacky.
Low class.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so there's the pay cut, $100,000. I'm so sorry to hear about your pay cut, Dina.
Seriously. Okay, the new girls, all three new girls are getting exactly the same, $60,000 each. And Amber had the nerve, this source says, to say that that doesn't even cover the cost of her clothing allowance for the year.
Oh.
Ew.
I want to see more of her, though. I like her. The jury's still out on her.
Yeah.
I like her still.
I think she's gonna provide some entertainment. Mm-hmm. I'm open.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's too early. Yeah. What else do you
got? She's good drama. Okay, well, last night on Watch What Happens Live on Bravo, Teresa was a no-show. So in her place was her two cousins, Kathy and Rosie. Mm-hmm. Now, sources are saying that Bravo canceled on her. I kind of feel like she canceled on Bravo. Mm. She was upset that, the source is saying, she was upset that Anderson Cooper and Kelly Ripa were sharing their opinions on what's going on with her and the legal woes and what have you. And I feel like if she really was mad, then she was the one who canceled. Or maybe she canceled because she wasn't going to be, you know, a one-on-one. She was going to be on with one of those girls from the Game of Crowns.
Yeah, well, that's what I think. I think that, my opinion is, I think Bravo said, this really wasn't really Teresa's week. We're going to save her and have her do a one-on-one because she's one of the few people on that show that can support like on their own.
Yeah.
And I think that they had that over-the-top personality from Game of Thrones, Vanessa, ugh, who I don't care for at all. And it was just like not going to be a decent episode where if you look at someone like Kathy and Rosie, they probably couldn't do it all on their own for the full hour. They probably would need that personality to kind of balance it out. So that's what I think. I think that maybe they just kind of are pushing Teresa to a different episode.
I would love to see it when she's ready.
Yeah, and more on that, actually, in this little article that I came across, rumors are flying that Teresa, who recently, as we know, pled guilty to a number of fraud charges, may be fired from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. This is according to ClassicLight.com, and I don't believe any of this story, but it's interesting to read. But this is, you know, my opinion. This is what they say. The housewife isn't just facing years in prison, but she's also being blacklisted by the network that's responsible for her fame. Originally, she was scheduled to appear on this Sunday's Watch What Happens Live, but at the last minute, Teresa was informed that her segment was canceled. Okay, so right, we're continuing on with the same thing. Teresa was notified on a Friday that her appearance for Sunday was canceled with no official reason given, apparently. This is a Bravo insider. But the network supposedly has been upset with Teresa for not doing as many promotional appearances for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now, we commented on this earlier. I didn't feel like there was a lot of promotion for the show at all.
No. I mean, I love this show, and I feel like I found out 2 weeks ago it was coming back.
Absolutely.
I mean, I saw them on Access Hollywood Live, but they kind of took, and they were on Kathy Lee and Hoda, but they kind of took, like, turns. You know, they usually do. You usually don't see all six or five women lined up talking, but it's usually, like, three because two aren't talking or something, you know?
Yeah.
They split them up and do different shows so that there's more of them to tackle all of the media.
Right. And Danielle Staub is on Twitter trying to release some information.
Bring it. About what's happening.
Jacqueline and Dina, mainly. She wants to talk about Dina. Yeah. She's always had it out for Dina.
Tell me everything.
So on Monday, Jacqueline Lurita and her daughter Ashley reignited the feud over Twitter with Dina and Jacqueline wrote to Dina, "I advise you not to imply any more hints if you don't want the truth to come out at Dina enough." And then former cast member Danielle has claimed that the fight is over Dina's charity, but, you know, it could be over a lot of things. I mean, I don't know. But supposedly, Danielle always knows what's going on.
Somehow, even though she hasn't been on the show in years, and who knows who even still talks to her. I think they should bring her back.
Oh, I've said this, yes.
I would love to see what she's up to now. And her daughter, the beautiful model, I want to know what she's doing. Yeah. I thought that was an interesting storyline.
I thought they didn't want to have her on because it was going to be like Caroline Manzo would be like, I'm not doing it, because I thought that was how it was. Yeah. But now that Caroline's gone, like, enough of this. Like, you know, no one's an executive producer on this show. Like, bring her on, you know? This is what these women sign up for. They can't really play that, you know, that type of game. So that's what I have for news and gossip. Let's do some quick predictions, shall we?
Okay.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do you have? What do you think?
I don't know. Someone else go first. Okay. I was bored to tears this week.
It was really, I mean, like we said before, there wasn't a lot of action. The most exciting thing for me were the previews. Mm-hmm. Something about, wait, who were they saying that was breaking up a family? Nicole?
Oh, they were accusing one of the twins. Maybe the divorced twin, maybe?
I think
Nicole?
It was her,
Maybe.
I want to know what happens there. But it's really hard to make any predictions based on what happened this episode. I mean, we already know that Joe and Teresa plead guilty.
Yeah,
so it's
true.
Like, okay.
Yeah, somehow Amber's husband is related to this prosecution. I don't know. It's very convoluted. I'm sure our listeners, and feel free to make some comments and rate us high and check us out. But if you know the truth or how Amber's husband is somehow related to the prosecution, let us know, because this season on The Real Housewives of New Jersey was just too quick and it was hard to follow. So I'm sure somebody out there knows information. There's so many smart listeners who are paying such close attention.
Tell us.
And I'm reading too, but I want to see it in a few different sources before I like release this information. So we'll see. I predict that it's going to be more of Teresa playing down how, you know, she needs to be with her family and her four daughters, and they're working so hard. But it's going to be very interesting to see her speak with that psychic. I believe his name is James.
Oh, I didn't catch his name, but that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Because Dina swears by all that. And I feel like those people, he's a well-known guy.
Yes.
I can't think of his name. I want to say his name is James. But that's going to be interesting, because I feel like that when you go to a psychic, like, especially so irreputable. Mm-hmm. We've seen it on The Housewives before, where Kim on Atlanta Housewives would go see this woman, Rose. She was always spot on with everything. So the psychics always play a part in The Housewives. So it'll be interesting to see what they have to say.
Yeah.
So it was great doing the show with y'all for the first time with you. Where can we find you?
I am on Twitter every hour of the day. It's at SoCassandra, and I'm online at CassandraLeeMorris.com, and I have a style blog that's stylesmoothie.com.
I am on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecker.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. I'm doing another Grants Rants video coming up. Just what's on my mind, what's bothering me in the world of pop culture and all of that. And you can find me on Instagram at GrantMichaelR. That'll do it for us.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.